USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Dangerous weather is hitting the southeast as millions of Americans face severe weather warnings issued by the National Weather Service. Excessive heat warnings and advisories are in effect from Texas to Louisiana following the weekend's hazardous weather. Heavy rainfall and thunderstorms will persist through tonight. The White House is urging action to address gun violence after a violent weekend all across the U.S.
It's devastating. It's tragic. This type of gun violence needs to stop. The president's going to continue to use his bully pulpit to speak to that.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the White House has offered to support affected communities. Shootings occurred in Chicago, Washington State, St. Louis, Southern California, Baltimore, and Pennsylvania, resulting in multiple casualties, including a state trooper. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is bringing his presidential campaign to the West Coast, criticizing Joe Biden's America.
And we can't let our country descend into some type of dumpster fire of woke ideology. And that's not going to happen on my watch.
DeSantis held a private fundraising breakfast in Sacramento, marking his first visit to California since acknowledging his state's role in transporting asylum seekers there. The State Department is deeply troubled by Israel's plan to build over 4,000 new housing units in the West Bank. According to State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, the U.S. opposes unilateral actions hindering the achievement of a two-state solution. Israel's recent changes to the settlement housing process could further escalate tensions between Israel and Palestine. A search and rescue operation is underway for a missing submarine exploring the Titanic wreckage. The Coast Guard reports five people are on board. Led by OceanGate Expeditions, the expedition began in St. John's, Newfoundland. The Titanic wreck rests about 12,500 deep in the Atlantic. OceanGate is diligently working to ensure the crew's safe return. This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Michelle Obama wants you to register to vote in honor of Juneteenth today. The former First Lady said in a tweet that there's no more meaningful way to mark the day celebrating freedom. Former President Obama also marked the holiday that celebrates enslaved people being freed in Galveston, Texas in 1865, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. A new poll indicates that parents should pay greater attention to their child's stomach pain. The C.S. Mott Children's Hospital reveals that parents often neglect to consult a doctor when their child experiences frequent stomach complaints. Pediatricians stress that stomach pain could be a manifestation of significant emotional health issues, emphasizing the importance of creating a supportive environment for children to express their feelings. An elderly South Carolina man is facing charges after exposing himself to his neighbors.
A Spartanburg County deputy saw the 83-year-old sitting in a lawn chair in his front yard naked on Sunday. The incident came 2 days after the same deputy went to the man's home because he was seen wearing just a towel. The deputy had warned the man he would go to jail if he was found to be exposing himself to his neighbors. The man was charged with indecent exposure. I'm Tyree Gwynn.
A Spotify executive called Prince Harry and Meghan Markle grifters following the conclusion of their podcast collaboration. Bill Simmons expressed his frustration over the couple's podcast Archwell Audio ending as they had previously promised to produce more series. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.